last long, like mother's arms reaching for these four black tires. And through the night, our knuckles tight, knock off miles and yellow lines.
That's the title song Seeds from the new CD by the Canadian band Hey Rosetta. Drawing comparisons to surprise Grammy winners and fellow Canadians Arcade Fire, Hey Rosetta's sounds also often build to crescendo and tumble into orchestral bliss. They're in the midst of a tour. They'll be playing in Chicago tomorrow night as the band's frontman Tim Baker joins us from the CBC studios in Toronto. Tim, hi.
Hello.
And I just want to point out, you are literally interested in seeds. The CD, we noticed a little packet of seeds, or actually one of those little pieces of paper that you could put water on and it will grow, tumbles out of the CD.
Certainly the album is not based on that theme or anything. We just sort of compiled our favorite songs from the last couple of years, and I noticed some themes recurring, a lot of natural images, but a lot of themes of springtime and rebirth.
Well, so there you have it. The seeds, the real ones that come in the new CD, Seeds from the Canadian band Hey Rosetta. But let's hear more from the CD itself. What do you think we should listen to?
The single, what they're calling the single, anyway, what our management is calling the single up here in Canada, is a song called Welcome. And so that, you know, that's a pretty good one, I think.
You'll be a bright light.
Sort of welcome to the world, and you're sort of being welcomed to a lot of ears, you know, new band to some people. Reviews are describing you glowingly. Hey Rosetta is described as a Canadian symphonic garage band. Let's just listen to another song. This is 17, and it's about, you know, Highway 17 runs across northern Ontario. Let's listen.
We watch the land. Imagine our bodies buried within. All the blur and green. Imagine our bodies hovering.
So, Tim Baker, how much of the song, how much of the band is Canadian?
I'm used to fielding the question, you know, how is Hey Rosetta a Newfoundland band? Because within Canada, we're from a kind of faraway place, an island that's fairly cut off from the rest of the country and known to have a very vibrant kind of different culture. So I've been fielding that question for a few years, and I still don't have an answer, and I don't think I have an answer to your question either.
You know, let's remind people further. I actually had the chance to go to Newfoundland with Bobby Orr. We actually,
wow,
we flew in on a seaplane because he was visiting ice-locked seal fishermen up there in a remote village, and the kids all got out on the ice and skated with him. It was quite something, and it was
wow,
in the 80s. But it was out there. I mean, you know, this is, we were on snowmobiles trying to get from one place to the other. I mean, is that vastness in your music?
There is definitely a starkness and a stark beauty to the landscape. But there's also a real vibrant kind of Celtic music and culture and really joyful people.
You can hurry on the mountain to your house with doors. Get the bolts in the hole and you can close all the windows. But keeping out the killers and keeping out the creeps isn't keeping out the doubt and the disbelief. As they look for God in their ivory hall, you can see it on the porch
By the way, Hey Rosetta, why the name?
The Rosetta Stone is a stone tablet that was found by Napoleonic soldiers at the turn of the 19th century in the desert in Egypt, and it had a pharaoh's decree written on it. I mean, what was written on it, it's not that important, but the fact that it was written in three different languages, one of which was hieroglyphics, which up to that point had never been deciphered, and using the other two languages that were known at the time, they used this stone tablet basically to decode all these images. And just this one piece of stone opened the door to a whole, you know, new worldview, a new way of looking at the world and the universe. And I thought that was really powerful, just this one sort of touchstone of knowledge. And I guess it's a calling to that, you know, that's where the hay comes in, a calling to that idea, like we could use some more of those, you know.
Well, and with that in mind, interpret for us what seems to be a subtitle under this next song we're going to hear, which is Parson Brown. Uringeng Utuk Igaluni?
That's pretty close, yeah. That's Inuktitut. That's a language of the Canadian North. We did a tour up in Iqaluit, up in Nunavut, I guess is the name of the territory, which translates to the people's land, and it's fairly isolated. The song Parson Brown is about a sort of frozen, reclusive, lonely character who is woken up and sort of melted by this young lover. And I mean, just being up in Iqaluit and it being September and it's snowing, I couldn't help but think of how powerful springtime must be in a place like that, that is just continuously covered in snow for 9 months of the year. And so I don't know if I can say it either. Upurngangutuk Ikaluni means it is springtime in Iqaluit.
Huh, let's listen.
Couldn't shake the cold away. A year alone, stock still and stock in snow.
The song Parson Brown from the new CD Seeds from the band Hey Rosetta. We're talking to the band's frontman, Tim Baker, who, as we said, comes from Newfoundland. And Tim, we just want to ask about coming from that remote setting, the setting of this song, the barren, you know, Canadian landscape, to the U.S. What happens when you tour? Are you dying to get back to Newfoundland? Or are you thinking, wow, there's more out here? How does that work?
I really loved the last tour we did through America. I thought it was just fascinating the way America had been built up in my mind, to watch that sort of crumbling as I was there in the real place, you know, just watching it on television and in the movies. I guess I was kind of expecting for thieves to jump out at any moment or like people to start shooting guns and yelling or apocalypses to occur. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was really laid back, you know, and real, totally unlike sort of what we built up. And so I can't wait to get back. It's great.
Tim Baker, thanks a lot and best of luck on your tour.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Drink it up.
Tim Baker and his band Hey Rosetta open the U.S. portion of their tour tomorrow night in Chicago. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.